God, that reminds me of how in Shadowrun they have the whole thing about how it doesn't matter whether it's a magazine or a clip. You call it a clip now because that's the slang for just a reload of bullets.
Oh yeah, and what's the word for the like today's fad?
Nerps.
Nerps.
New exciting retail products.
Yeah, they have
the one I genuinely like from Shadowrun. Fad. The one I genuinely like from Shadowrun, though, is the term geeked for someone getting killed off.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Geeked him.
This is the future. At some point, they may have added self-building installing floors that just raise the building up.
Well, there's something that sounds like something I wanted is like to hear in shot patent videos.
Oh my god, it would be, yeah. Though. Along with all their war crimes.
Look, it snaps a blade in and then it lifts up into a new box and then it collapses.
Just put the helicopter blades into the tiny box and it flies up and has
also
missiles.
Is really good for doing your grocery shopping.
If you don't know what we're talking about, please ask us in the comments.
Oh god,
special. We'll send you a video.
It's amazing.
Not a video, videos.
But yeah,
please talk to us.
I will say that if the building is like if the building is like concrete, there are at least right now prototype like 3D printers, yeah, that print concrete.
It's somewhere between aluminum and glass and concrete.
Yeah, that is if the building is perpetually building itself.
Cardiologist, that's what a cardiac guy is.
Cardiac guy. I went to 10 years of med school.
Cardiac guy is my favorite. He's type of devil from Dungeons and Dragons.
It's like, listen, I did everything I could to learn about the heart thing.
You had the Charlie Brown boot up with much like about a virgin care board. 5 cents.
I like the vena cavum.
The bumper thumper.
What you're saying I don't know enough about Makokoro?
Aorta, pay me more, you know what I'm saying?
Actually do pay me more though, I'm dying.
My family's starving.
My family's starving, my probably because I have no idea how a heart works.
They all have heart conditions and I have no idea what I'm doing. Please help.
In the future, college is free, but you have to always wear the branding of your sponsors.
Oh, no.
Are you familiar with the concept of regulatory capture?
No, I'm not.
Basically, what I'm saying is you don't want to see like an In-N-Out Burger sign on the cardiologist.
Let's see, to attend here, you need to be wearing at least three items of,
three items of flair.
Yeah.
And you have to sell this crate of Barbie dolls.
Buy.
Political science. Buy sponsored
one
by
degree,
Applebee's.
Get the next one.
Can somebody
Remember,
tell
folks,
me what the...
Applebee's, we're still around.
Can anybody tell me the atomic weight of bologna?
Applebee's, please kill us.
Delicious?
The millennials couldn't do it.
Make the millennials free us from this hell.
God, I tried to buy that fucking $800 Applebee's gift card.
This sounds like important information I wish I had known about.
That was in the Cards Against Humanity 99% off sale.
Yeah.
In order to get it, you had to answer a question about how many calories the quesadilla burger is. Coincidentally, as soon as that went on sale, Applebee's website crashed.
Right, that makes sense.
People all trying to get that
I tried my
card.
Fitness pal and my fitness pal was off by like 10 calories.
Just like in the smoke filled editing room back at the Cards Against Humanity place. Well, we DDoSed Applebee's.
Are we liable for that? we better talk to the lawyers. Oh wait, all right, the lawyers are tied up in that eminent domain case to stop the wall.
We've gotten real off track.
this isn't an aside, but this game's been full of asides. I get a lot of like mail to Drunk and Ugly Games about like, you know, like business class internet and that kind of stuff.
Sure.
I got probably the most obtuse one recently. That this company sent me a free engraved pen that says Drunk and Ugly Games LLC on it, and an order form to buy more of them.
Wow, first one's free?
Yeah, first one's free, so I took the pen and threw the rest of it away.
Yeah.
I will.
It's not a very good pen.
One thing I want to share for a while and keep forgetting is I keep getting spam, which I'm just like, okay, throw it away. But my junk mail keeps getting hit by Viking Hotline.
Excuse?
What is that?
It's not. It's nothing related.
Viking
like,
singles
damn,
now?
I want this to be real. Like, it's all just like porn stuff or something, but I'm just like, I wish this is a real thing.
Yeah.
I want to know more about the Viking Hotline.
We should see if 1-900
Viking is
available for
sale. Excuse me, I think my properties are being raided.
Yeah. Targeted ads are terrifying. I took a course on them in college. Even back then, there was a case where Target sent a flyer congratulating the teenage daughter of a family for her pregnancy before she had told her parents.
Oh.
Just based on her buying history on their card.
Wow.
Yes.
I guess she was maybe buying, like, neonatal vitamins or something like that, but...
Yeah, pregnancy tests, yeah.
Right.
But yeah, they sent a flyer to the house saying, like, congratulations on the new arrival.
Amazing.
On...
But yeah.
The one that I wanted to get in is that reminds me of very recently there was the kerfuffle with Maple Story 2 with this weird thing that the game, like, has super predatory, RNG built in that the random like ah, you can upgrade this weapon this number of times, but if you get unlucky it'll downgrade. It is specifically set up based on like the timing of when you get there and things of the sort for like making sure that if you don't play that often you'll have relatively good streaks to make sure that you will keep playing as someone who isn't committed, but if you are committed you'll get worse luck. But even worse than that is if you type in, like, this sucks, I'm gonna quit the game, you get, like, actually increased RNG numbers because they don't want you to quit the game.
What about that?
That's crazy.
That's been going around on Twitter. Also, I'm just gonna say the reason this pen kind of sucks is it's a ballpoint pen, and it's got the clip part, so you can put it in, like, a front pocket.
Sure.
But normally,
classic
like...
pen feature.
So... The thing is, normally on a ballpoint pen, the thing you click to pop the point in and out is just on the tip, but the clip that goes into your pocket is part of the clicky part.
Oh, I've seen that sometimes.
Okay.
It's very uncomfortable to click it. Also, it feels very cheap.
Well, then you should get the Sylvester Stallone pen.
Oh yeah, the one that's fucking forged out of Dragonfire.
And gold.
What?
Yeah, there's Sylvester Stallone has a designer pen you can get on Amazon for $5,000.
There's a trailer for this fucking pen. Anyway.
Audience, please Google, please YouTube Google what's Sylvester Stallone pen.
Yeah, I can't remember what the fucking pen is
called. It's called The Chaos.
I'm technically the audience working on it.
Yeah, alright.
It's you'll never forget it.
It's a trailer for a pen.
And a watch.
Right, there's an associated watch. Anyway, yes.
Is it narrated by Stallone?
Yes.
No.
I want to ask.
Yes.
Oh, is it narrated? I just remember there being music.
You can't have peace without war. You can't have
what?
Right. God damn it. All right, anyway.
You can't have order without chaos.
Anyway, back to this wife already in progress.
Yeah, anyway. Hello, side chatter.
Pug talk, everybody. By the way, pugs are genetic abominations and should not be allowed to live.
I mean, I'm okay with the pugs that are already out there.
Every moment they live is agony.
Oh God.
They've been smashed.
Back to the steakhouse currently
in process. That's not supposed to be. Anyway, yes.